Svar Halacha, and Chavis Aldovis, Tuesday night, Orla Yud Zayin Kislev.
So we're learning about different manifestations of the Chiyuv Ishubeso. We see how the Halacha takes it a step further than you would think from learning the Gemara, just because the Gemara doesn't really have that implication about Beso in that sense of Beso. It just means one ner per household, etc. But in Halacha, Beso is a very big deal, and it's not as vite as a mezuzah. There is, I think, one achron that suggests it should be like a mezuzah, meaning even if no one's home and you're not home, and but you should have someone light there and be yotze the mitzvah that way, because it would be like a mezuzah, ner ishu beso in that sense. That's extreme, and they don't. That's not reflected in normative halacha, certainly not. So one of the cases, there's so many cases and so many variations, and every case has to be dealt with separately. So there's a case of if you're not home, and you're an oreach, you're a guest, and you're sleeping in one place, and you're eating in a different place. You know, it's like an erevin, you have the same shiloh, the eating versus sleeping thing. But if it's clearly your house, let's say if I would say mokum achila, and let's say I would eat my meals here on Dolev every day, which I don't, but let's say I would, and then I go home to sleep in Yerushalayim, That's not really a case of Achila versus Shina, because my house is in Yerushalayim. That's where it is. Even the eating here would not be Koveya, this is my house. But the Halacha talks about an Oreach, someone who's a guest in a different city or wherever, and then there's sometimes a Shina versus Achila question. Again, maybe he could be Yose if they light for him at his house, but there's... They light anyway. The minig is to make the man makes a hadlok himself, even if he's not home. So there we pass on like this, that if you light bifnim, if you light on the inside for the people inside, then the mokum achila is ikker. Then the mokum achila is the ikker. Maybe you have to light the mokum shena also al chashad, if there is such a chashad. If there is a chashad, there might be a case of a chashad. We won't go into that now. But the mokum achila is ikur, and if you light bifnim. But if you light bibachutz, then it's more of a mevucha, and it's more complicated, and it's more of a shaila. It's not so simple. The achronim that I saw seem to assume that a bocher in yeshiva, even if he comes home at night to sleep, but his kviyus is in yeshiva. Maybe that's a political statement, not a halacha one. I don't know. I'm not getting into that. But they say his kviyus is in yeshiva, and but then you have again the achila versus shina question. So there, Rav Moshe says, I believe it's Rav Moshe. I may make a mistake about that. But one of the more contemporary poskim say that the central dining room, if they all eat together in a room, is not really called mokum achila. That doesn't have that kvius, and his ikker mokum is definitely where he sleeps, even if they're lighting bifnim, and he should light the Hanukkah licht in the room, obviously with the permission of the hanhola, because of the danger involved. But some say he should light tak in the dining room. I don't know, in Philadelphia yeshiva we all lit in the dining room. I don't remember if it was because of the sakana involved or because of the mokum achila being the ikker. But that would be a case. The kviyas of the Talmud is really in yeshiva. Then you have the achila versus shina issue, and I think most like in the dining room, either because the mokum achila is the ikker or because of the sakona involved. But there is, I think, Rav Moshe says that really you should light if you can at all in the mokum hashina, and some are makbid to eat a meal there on Hanukkah, to eat at least one meal in the mokum shina. Therefore, if it sounds complicated, because it is. Okay. The ikkar is that if there is a tension between the mokum achila and the mokum shina, usually the mokum achila is koveya beso. even by Ner Chanukah, if you light mibifnim for sure, and if you light for the chutz people, for the people outside, you know, then it's more of a question. What?
We see that in Sukkah also. If a person doesn't stay in the Sukkah, sleep in the Sukkah, but he still has to sit in the Sukkah.
Okay. The tension about being koveya where your bias is more in Hilchos Erevin, by Erev Chatzeros. If you sleep in one place and eat in another place, like what's your Iker Kvias? The place where you sleep and before the place where you eat. Of course, there's some people that don't sleep. And then, okay. Chodesh Halvav, Shar Avos Hashem. It's the last Shar. He says that's the summit, that's the peak, that's where everything leads into. And he says a very interesting thing in the Hakdama. Going over time, yeah, I'm sorry. He says a very interesting thing in the Hakdama. Because if you read the Rambam, and I think people are familiar with the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei Torah, the Rambam describes a process where you're first nispoil from the Bria, and you have Avos Hashem, and then you're nirta la'achorav, and you're struck with Yira. It's not a Sira, although I won't talk about it here, and it's not the right forum, but the Chodesh is very definitive that Yira is a step, the step right below Ahava, and Yira leads to Ahava. That's in his Hakdama to the Shar. The beer is, I think, he doesn't really say beferish why, but I think the beer is that to have Avos Hashem, you have to know who, you have to have a good sense of Hashem, a sense of knowing Hashem, and that of course would be primarily Yira, when you have a sense of the, the Yira would be part of like knowing Hashem. And then when you know that, you can't love something that you don't know. If you don't really know it, you don't really love it. You may have some feelings towards it. I think the Gros says you should develop Avos Hashem in your children, even in small children, by, you know, talking to them that what they have, what they're eating, what they like, their toys, their food, whatever. There's a Father in Heaven who's providing it for them, and they develop some feeling of Ava. But the Madrega of Avos Hashem that the Chavis Havodos is talking about is definitely, he says, as the summit, is a step after Yiras Hashem, probably because it's a step after knowing Hashem, awareness of Hashem, which is really Yira, but he's very definitive that it would be Yira, and then the peak and the summit would be Ahava. And then, just let me learn the last few lines of the Hakdama, and we'll start Bezos Hashem Perek Rishon tomorrow. L'chein roi shenavor minyan Avos Hashem Shiva and Yonim, which will be the seven prokim of Shar Avos Hashem. Ha'echad, what is Avos Hashem? Mahu inyan Avos Hashem. What does it mean? And everybody knows the famous, you know, you don't love the chocolate cake, you love yourself. What does it mean to love Hashem? Vasheni bekama ofanim tiye ahava l'Hashem. Different ways of loving Hashem, different aspects of loving Hashem. Vashlishi, I mean, you can talk about love itself, really, and ask all these questions. Vashlishi eicha derech eleha. How do you taka reach that madrega? Baravi, very funny. Haimi biyecholas kolodom olav. Are we talking about something that's not within a person's grasp? It's not for us to develop. I think I know what the answer is going to be. Lachamishi bofani mafsideho. What are obstacles on the way to Avos Hashem? Vashishi b'simonim asher b'emtiskayim l'ma'amin. Signs that a person has Avos Hashem. He does the same thing in Shar HaBitachon. Like signs that a Baal Bitachon, signs that someone is a Baal Bitachon. And the question is like, why is that important? So either to test yourself if you have it, or to know who you want to be friends with, maybe. But that's the same thing. Like signs, like the Avos Hashem, the Ohev Hashem will act this way, and so on. That's number six. Vashvi, Bahalichas Ohev Hashem. What are appropriate things for the Ohev Hashem to do, and how we should conduct his life? Okay, we'll stop.